This recording, India 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Purry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in Knott's Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, and then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in a small town in the southernmost part of India. If you have seen India on a map, looks like a triangle. I come from the very tip of the triangle. Lived 10 minutes off the beach. Was raised a Christian. My mother tongue is Tamil. But I live right off the border of another state which speaks a different language. So I can speak that language too. It's called Malayalam. And I can speak I can speak English too, well, as you can see. So I can, like, speak 4 languages. I can read and write in 2, and 2 of them are just dialects that I can speak and understand but not write. I can say this 4-line prayer that my mom taught me when I was a kid. I think the translation would be, you know, prayers, they're in complicated written Tamil. Spoken Tamil is very easy and a lot different from written Tamil. So I'm trying here to translate that to English. I think it means, my little spirit, pray to God. My whole spirit, pray to God. Do not forget the blessings He has bestowed upon you, something like that. In Atumave Katrai Stotri, in Muluvulame Parisutta Namatai Stotri, in Atumave Katrai Stotri, our Seda Sagala Ubaharangale Maravade. Amen.